Welcome to episode of 187 of Fourth and John. I am Gale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn and Mr. Prime in the building. Actually, that's the stadium in the background of our setup as at the moment. But actually, you know, is this the home? Is this the new home of a new franchise quarterback? Because the news out there is Jeffrey Lurie, a.k.a. Mr. Ninja in a mask, protecting himself over here, backing the idea of Jalen Hurts as QB1. We have a tweet here from Chris Mortensen. There was a tweet from Les Bowen. He said, great respect for Mort, but if the Eagles really are sure about Jalen Hurts going forward, that's a conclusion they have come to very, very recently. And I don't think he's produced any new tape to evaluate. But Chris Mortensen says, I would not report the Eagles have internally come to a unanimous vote on this, but on Hurts as QB1. But sources say the boss, Jeffrey Lurie, has instructed his group to prioritize making Hurts successful in 2021 as opposed to creating a true competition. That is interesting. It kind of makes you feel like maybe the Eagles are buying into the theory of getting weapons for Hurts. I almost said weapons for Wentz.
Ooh, Freudian slip.
Almost slipped. But off the bat, you guys, I mean, how are you guys feeling about the idea of Lurie backing Hurts as QB1?
This is everything I've been asking for. Okay, so at the end of last season, it's very hard to base the future trajectory of Jalen Hurts and what he's going to do based off four games. I don't think that was an adequate sample size at all. But I saw some things in there that I thought were promising. But when you invest the second round pick in a guy like Jalen Hurts, that's very high value. So I viewed it as we got to roll into next season with Jalen Hurts being our guy. We got to at least test the waters, see what he's made of. And then if it doesn't end up working out, we can cross that bridge in the following season. But honestly, when this news came out, I was all for it. The only thing that has me a little bit wary is it a smokescreen? Are they trying to throw some teams off and make them think that they're good to move up? I know that, you know, they do some shady shit behind closed doors. So I don't really know exactly where their heads are at. But if everything is what they're saying on paper and they want to move forward with Jalen Hurts as their QB1, two thumbs up from me.
So, yeah, I agree, man. I mean, the news just come in the other day. It's just like, all right, here we go. Is Jeff Lurie trying to get us on the board with following this guy, you know, making him our leader after we just got finished trading off our former franchise quarterback? Like, you know, I mean, is this the bandwagon that he's trying to convince us to get on? I don't know. I'm like lost for words too, because, you know, just based off of what you just said, four games, we're going to go ahead and make that decision just off of four games. I mean, I've been saying this for a while and I'm going to keep on saying it, but hey, it is what it is. Let's see what happens.
Someone says I am Tom Jay Thompson says Prime looks like he disagrees. Shout out to everybody in the chat as well. We're doing this live today. But overall, you know, I think people feel a certain way about, you know, him chiming in. And as the, you know, the owner of the team, and you're say you're a guy in the draft room putting this board together, and you see Lurie out here. Yeah, I'm just going to throw your little draft board away. I don't care who you got up as number one. I mean, because ideally, you know, everyone's talking about QBs. The fact that do the Eagles actually go draft a quarterback being this high? And you have these guys that are going to be on the board potentially.
Yeah,
you know, potentially Wilson might go number two. Fields might go two. So I mean, you know, if you can get a 1-2-3, right? With maybe Trey Lance for a team that maybe wants to trade up to get Trey Lance, you look at that. You know, like how many other teams left here are going to either select a quarterback? Atlanta, we know Atlanta wants a quarterback to, you know, take over for Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. You know, Cincinnati, you know,
they don't need a quarterback.
But they do need someone to block for their quarterback who recently got injured. So that leaves that number six spot open. potentially open for a number one wide receiver in Jamar Chase.
Man,
or we could also talk about we could talk about Kyle Pitts, Philadelphia's own, which has been he's been getting a lot of love from Daniel Jeremiah. Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he threw HOF in the conversation. That was kind of crazy. Do you guys think that's a little stepping over the line for a guy that has yet to play an NFL snap? We're labeling him with the Hall of Fame little badge on there. But if there's any truth to that, I mean, anyone that's talking about, like, you know, trading back to get Pitts, I'm starting to think that that's less of a possibility. If they really are thinking that Kyle Pitts is a potential future Hall of Famer and he's sitting there at six, it's going to be hard not to take him, to be honest with you.
But that's today's world. I mean, it looks like they're just going to go ahead and just throw any little comment out there and then mm-hmm. have us, the fan base, bite on it, build this thing up, and, you know what I mean, get everybody's hopes and stuff up. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that they made that comment.
I just want to go on the record and say I think that that was a little bit preemptive to throw the HOF at Kyle Pitts' name.
might as well grab him a jacket, too. Yeah.
But, if you guys are looking on the timeline, people have made mention of Calvin Johnson meets Travis Kelce. Like, man has not even put one foot on the field, and you're putting that on him. Obviously, that's part of the game. Like, when you get a comp, people want to know what your play style is like. It might not exactly mean you're Calvin Johnson, but those are two Hall of Famers. Now, yeah. Daniel Jeremiah just said Hall of Famer. So, like, that's a lot of pressure for Mans. But I think if anyone knows the pressure coming from Philadelphia, Pitts could be it. So, if you're looking at Pitts and you're looking at Chase, those are weapons mm-hmm. that would ideally fit for Jalen Hurts. Kyle Pitts' former offensive coordinator is now the Eagles
quarterback coach.
There you go. We're putting the pie together, putting pieces together. And then Hurts, Magic City Kong over here says Hurts a big time leader. I think overall what Hurts has done in the offseason, you know, he did that Adam Schefter podcast. Did you guys check that podcast out? How did you guys feel about the vibe?
I mean, I thought it was Jalen Hurts to me comes across as a very he's got a really good head on his shoulders. He seems like he's got those leadership qualities. He seems very reserved, very calm, and he seems like a very smart guy. The one thing that really stood out to me from that interview was when he was asked about whether he had spoken to Carson since the trade. They've had zero contact whatsoever. I just kind of thought that was a little odd. I don't know. I don't know who should have reached out to who in that scenario.
Stir it up.
It was a little weird.
Stir it up.
Stir it up. Go ahead. Stir it up.
Are we just going to glance over that? I mean, we bring up that article. We're just going to glance over the thing that I think was probably the biggest news that came from it.
Bro, I sent you a friend request on Warzone the other night. You didn't even reply. You left me out stranded on the field out here. I needed a sniper.
Chris from the top rope right now. Carson never heard of him.
Damn, Chris.
Wow. I mean, Eagle fans are spicy.
Going back to the interview, the podcast, I caught a good amount of it, and I gotta say, man, the kid right now is just saying all the right things. He's definitely got a positive attitude. It's a great attitude to have. It's a great attitude to go into the season with. But you know, me as being a big fan that I am, bro, I just hope you back it up. Like, if you want me to be on board, you got to give me a reason, man. Back it up. Let's make this thing happen.
The one thing that I can't look past is how many quarterbacks we've drafted in recent history. And I get that the Clayton Thorson one wasn't even like a real draft pick. I mean, we didn't even give that guy a shot, nor do I think he deserved one. Should have never been drafted in the first place. But like, when you invest that second round pick, man, I can't look past that. You think very, very highly of a person to take them in the second round and then not give them a fair shot. I don't know, man, to just like try and go out there and get a first round pick, I think would just be jumping the gun. I think you got to see what you're going to, what you have, because ultimately I don't think we're going to have a good season regardless. So I think if he can show you some promise, that would be more than valuable.
And I mean, agree.
But my bad, the Eagles are giving you 33.8 million reasons why that they're going for this going to make this move, because they're like, it's a very expensive move once you sat Carson Wentz.
Yep.
You knew where it was headed, man.
Yep.
But at the same time, let's just go back to when we drafted Carson. We started him, we put him in there. It wasn't a great first season. But the chemistry he built up in that season and then around the players, and then they all came together and they stayed. I mean, they made the statement, we're going to win it next year. And look, that's what they did. So now, oh, don't worry about it, Jalen. No pressure. You know what I mean? No pressure at all. Just come in here, do your job, but no pressure at all. You know what
until
I mean?
Until we draft the quarterback next season. when Jalen has an all right, pretty good season, then we end up drafting another quarterback in the second.
Like, what but the again, no pressure. Yeah.
So this whole idea of like, you know, bringing in competition, but like giving him the reins. I mean, once I saw this picture right here, I felt like I felt a certain way. Like, where's that picture of? Actually, I didn't add it in. It was that picture where he's in Kelly Green, Jalen Hurts. That picture. Yeah, I was just like, bro, that.
It was
Kelly
like, Green.
It was the Jalen Hurts image where
the Photoshop.
I was like, this picture looks
hot,
franchise QB worthy, and I don't want to say it, but internally, this is what I'm thinking. That's a good look. Even it if was we the, go back,
it was the Kelly Green that did it for you, man. I get it.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. But
I know what you. I know exactly which picture you're talking about too. That was it was an eye opener, man. It definitely looked fire. It looked right. It just looked like the right thing. Yeah.
It definitely was fire. I ain't gonna front.
You said it looks like the right thing, but in theory, is what the Eagles are doing the right thing? Is this whole QB1? Is this a movement for you guys that you guys are co-signing, or do you just like QB1 for this season and then we'll see where we're at next year? Where you guys are at?
No, that's exactly where I'm at right now, because I'm viewing this team as we have a lot of holes to fill right now. And so I am like kind of just marking this next season up as not very high expectations. So I want to give Jalen Hurts an entire season. Let him show me exactly what he's made of. I want to just fill in the other holes around him as best I can, so I can get a really good sense of exactly what Jalen Hurts is. Because if you remember, he stepped into a very bad offensive line. I mean, we came in here and it was just like Swiss cheese. And Carson Wentz went down as one of the most hit quarterbacks in NFL history. And then I think the most hit quarterback in Eagles history. And that was only in not the entire season. So I think if you can see what Jalen Hurts is behind a solid line, then you would have a much better judgment about what you really have.
So Eugene, he says it perfect right there. You got to go with Hurts for this year. You got to build around him. You got to bring in some weapons. You got to go out there and get a Jamar Chase. You got to go out there and get a Pitts and start there and just keep on building and building and see it. Like Evan said, see how this season goes. You know what I mean? It's either one or two things. We're already prepared for a long season and a disappointing one, or you can shock the world and, you know what I mean, do some things and spark things up. But time will tell.
I think one of the most annoying things that I've seen, this just came up the other day, but you guys see all of the Brandon Brooks trade rumors? What was your level of what was your guys' thoughts?
I'm a big fan of Brandon Brooks. I'm a big fan of his energy that he brings. He's always been like a positive force in the locker room. He's a class act. I think him dealing with the anxiety and being transparent, I think it's been something that fans have connected to, the truthfulness of what he stood for. But you know, when you're thinking about the team being iffy on some of the injuries, him not finishing a couple seasons, I can understand why they're, you know, but do they, what they save, like what, $2 million, $2 million and change on the cap? I think protecting Jalen Hurts has got to be the emphasis, and you know, exactly. Overall, it's just like that's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, he definitely plays a key part to that line. And listen, man, I'm gonna be honest with you. The whole trade rumors, I'm just like so beyond it. Like, I'm done with it. I mean, it's just an easy topic that, again, people could just go ahead and nitpick at it, and then they blow it up out of proportion. So just seeing that headline come through, I didn't pay no mind. I'm like, you know what I mean, there's no way that we could get away from this guy knowing that we have a terrible line. And mm-hmm. to give another big piece away just like that, yeah, I just can't see it happening.
And like Evan, you alluded to earlier, and you said, hey, well, it's going to be a wash year anyway. I mean, do you guys?
Did I say it like that?
Kind of, my guy. I mean, kind of.
Not exactly like that.
I didn't. Yeah. I had no idea. I was so whiny. Go
ahead. Might have had maybe two different words in there.
I mean, slight flex here.
Oh yeah,
with my guy Brandon.
You guys look like you benched exactly the same.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh yeah. That hand definitely looks like your size. Yeah.
That dude is like a grizzly bear, and he's a gentle giant, but like, talk about it. We get protection up front. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this is not a people like it's a rebuild. It's a rebuild, But like in theory, Jason Kelce, Brandon Brooks, Lane Johnson, Isaac Suamalu, left tackle, you know, Melata, or the second coming of Dillard. Shout out to Prime's homie. Dillard has a Prime helmet. So,
yes, he does. Yes, he does.
So I think Prime is pushing for Dillard at left tackle.
Got to. That's fair.
Got to,
that's
man. Fair. I got to.
So in theory, I just talked about those guys in place. That's a quality offensive line. Now, if 100%, we get protection for Jalen Hurts, and we get a weapon for Jalen Hurts, or this weapon, we also have a running back of Miles Sanders who mm-hmm. knows how to break them. In theory, is that a quality offensive attack?
Yes, on paper,
with Dallas Goedert.
Yes.
Jalen Reagor.
And that sounds
solid to me.
That's why, like, having Dallas Goedert, what do you guys like think Dallas Goedert is? What do you think he can be at his peak? Because that's the kind of thing that is holding me back from saying that we should go after Pitts. Because I think that Pitts can be, what's up, Sean? I think that Pitts can be a generational type of player. Jimmy. But ultimately, I'm thinking that I think Dallas Goedert's a really good tight end. And do you really want to take snaps away from him? I just think, I don't know, an outside threat. We haven't had one of those, an elite outside threat like a Ja'Marr Chase in over a decade.
So I yeah, definitely
a long
wanna,
time.
Yeah, I definitely want to do more homework on Pitts. I mean, Gail, you know, advised me to go ahead and watch some video on him before we got on. I did. And for the quick 5 minutes that I saw, I mean, hey, the kid looks like a stud, but he looks like – one thing that I mentioned was that he's a tight end, but he has the body of a wide receiver. And then seeing some of the highlights, the way he goes up for balls, the way, you know what I mean, he takes hits and stuff like that, it's like, all right, I mean, I could see them going with Pitts, and I don't honestly think that it's going to go ahead and hurt Dallas. I think they're going to still utilize Dallas as they need to, and then you open up more for Pitts because of the body figure he has. Again, you could, for what I see, he could be used as a wideout. He could be used as a tight end figure.
You know what's funny is that I brought up, I was like, you know, I think that Dallas Goedert's got all this talent, blah blah blah. Nobody's mentioned Zach Ertz. It's almost as if we've just already imagined he's off the team.
What do you want me to do, man?
I'm just saying, kind of feels like the writing's on the wall.
Bro, I've been going all this time just trying to forget mentioning number 11 out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And yes, it's the move that I got. You got to go ahead and take it. We probably are going to be moving away from him.
I mean, and the writing's been on the wall since this day. Like, that's when I knew it was over, man. Like, yeah. You knew. Like,
one of the saddest pictures.
Yeah, like you knew it was over. So, I mean, in theory, I've been already over it because I'm just I'm detaching myself.
That picture says it all. Those two guys were done, and Kelsey standing strong still.
Well, yo, Kelsey is the surprising factor. We get a leader back in the locker room, but going back to Kyle Pitts and just talking about his game a little bit. Kyle Pitts is a dynamic threat. I mean, he's a dominant at the catch point. You're talking about bodying some of the top prospects, cornerback prospects. I saw a Big Fish Little Boat talk about J.C. Horn, a guy who I've been I'm getting pretty high on J.C. Horn. If you watch any of the Talk to Prospect videos that me and Chris Malley have recently done, mm-hmm. We just did Patrick Surtain. Go take a look at that. Break down his game. We looked at Caleb Farley. But overall, like I've come to terms with the idea of not taking any cornerbacks at number six out of my mind. If we're moving down, I'm good for it. If we were able to move down and also get Kyle Pitts, that would be great too. Collecting a second round pick would be nice. But that whole idea of, you know, the Eagles not taking a quarterback, could this be an invitation for teams that are looking for quarterbacks to move up?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we're not taking your guy. And then we have, you know, Denver, Carolina, you know, maybe Detroit, all needing quarterbacks. I think Detroit still needs a quarterback. They got Mr. Jared Goff.
They obviously don't think too highly of Jared Goff, considering what the trade package was.
Yeah, obviously.
So in theory, I think, you know, if you get an extra second round pick for moving back and some change here and there, that's where we're at. That's where I'm at. But I'm all behind Ja'Marr Chase at six, and I've heard some friends of the show who have agent friends, they've said that Miami is looking to trade out of that third pick. That's what has been said. Now, if we get the 1-2-3 QB theory, and that leaves Sewell for mm-hmm. Cincinnati, but then his quarterback, the quarterback for Cincinnati, guess who his receiver was?
Got it.
Ja'Marr Chase. imagine teaming Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase up again. I think they'd have to protect him, but that's a good theory though, also, because if they do take Ja'Marr Chase, bring in Sewell, a next level talent at offensive line, that's huge. So yeah, that's also a win.
That could be your tackle for the next 10 years. I mean, that would be essentially the same thing as when we drafted Lane at four, and he's still our tackle. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. If Sewell ended up in an Eagles uniform, I would be all for it, because honestly, we need to shore up the line. I love any type of depth that we can get on there, because that has been one of our big problems these past few seasons. It's just people getting to the quarterback.
Yeah. Sean Ryan has a question from Facebook. Estimate Eagles record for next season, honestly, please.
I mean, it's hard to do without the draft, but I've been saying that they will be anywhere between five to eight wins, I would say.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to say without the draft, but I'm looking at six to eight wins at this moment, depending. But I do feel like if you have a healthy offensive line, which we didn't, it's this whole if healthy thing. Like, we've been so unhealthy. It's like we've been eating McDonald's. This whole squad has been eating McDonald's off season. Like, what are y'all eating? What are they feeding you? Bring back the shakes. All right. Can we give Chip Kelly a 1-day contract with the Eagles just to get the recipe? And then we let him go.
Yeah, the smoothies.
It seems like Eagle fans are already fired up in this chat about, you know, Devontae Smith. I'm going to try and butcher your name here. Chinudu is all about Devontae Smith. Looking at their games, Devontae Smith, I think he's smooth R&B. That's like his game is smooth, silky smooth. he's like the Cadillac, top down, sipping on something. I think Jamar Chase is like gangster rap with the top down and a drive-by Uzi. And then everybody's forgetting about Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle is...
He's rising up the boards quick.
I think Jalen Waddle's hip-hop, but he's not gangster like Jamar Chase. But Jalen Waddle is legit. He's been legit before Devonta Smith was going to win the Heisman. He just got injured. So yeah. Another guy in the equation.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was going to get at, is that like a month or so ago, it seemed like a lot of the conversation was around either Devonta Smith or Jamar Chase. And that's probably, right. You know, coming off the heels of Smith's Heisman. But if we're talking about, like, if Gail, you watch a lot of college football. If you had your choice, gun to your head, between Devonta Smith and Jalen Waddle, which way are you leaning?
That's a tough question, man. Like, it depends on what they want from their wide receiver, because they're two different styles.
Yeah.
So if you're looking
for more speed, you would go Waddle.
Well, Jalen Waddle is a mix of, like, you know, a Jerry Jeudy in a Ruggs. Like, he's got that. I think Jalen Waddle is like. He's got like Steve Smith vibes to me. He's a special teams. He'll go up and get the ball, like, special teams wise.
I love
return a punt, return a kick. He's a dog. Like, he's a dog. Like, and then you look at Devonta Smith. He's a technician, man. Like, he's a route running technician, smooth, silky. His game is like a refined. It's like, you know, it's a refined. You know, you have a drink and it's just smooth, goes down right. That is what Devonta Smith is, man. I think either one, they're all weapons. That's why, like, you think, like, can Howie really screw this draft pick up? And you're thinking, like, yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I'm not confident. And when I think about Howie and Lurie going into the draft, this is what I think. I think these guys are, you know, they're feeling their way through this thing. It's a relationship that.
You think by the third round, Jeff's going to be painting them like one of his French girls, or
paint me like you're one of your French girls? They got to hit on this draft so bad. This draft is so important to the future of this team.
Yeah, sets the entire foundation for the Nick Sirianni era.
It does, man. It really does, man. And I'm still losing sleep. I'm losing sleep because it can go amazing in the first round. Mm-hmm. Second round, I still feel like there's a lot of prospects that they could be had, you know. But it's, you know, after that, who are they picking in the third round, fourth round? That's when shit gets haywire.
Yeah, I'm honestly preparing myself for the worst. I'm keeping it 100 with you guys.
You're preparing for the worst?
I'm preparing for the worst. That's all. So that way when it happens,
hope for the best and prepare for the worst. That's all you can do, man.
I'ma still be, you know what I mean, relaxed, calm, cool, collective.
I mean, that's kind of similar as the same sort of mentality we're going to this next season with. If you set your expectations low, it's kind of hard to be disappointed.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. I'm with you on that one.
Now, in terms of backing up our potential QB1, you want to think about who is the quarterback that we bring in here is not going to really compete, you know, obviously compete, but who is that quarterback that they feel is a good fit? Tutty Sutty is gone. I know your heart is broken, Evan.
Yeah. Devastated.
You think about who we have in place. That there was word out there that Mr. Mariota, he'd be, I think,
what we wanted.
You know, he's a more expensive option. You know, like, I'm not sure if that's, you know, are you guys willing to pay up for a Mariota?
I feel like
you got to trade for him too.
Should whisper right now, because those ears are so big, he might be hearing us right now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I mean, Mariota, of all the people that we've talked about, Mariota is not one of the names that really excites me that much. I think he was a guy with a lot of promise, a lot of potential coming in to the draft. And then, you know, everything just kind of fizzled out. Sometimes quarterbacks don't work out. Maybe, you know, if he gets an opportunity in a different place, you know, he hasn't really got too much playing time in Oakland. He's got a little bit, but I don't know. I don't like it.
But I mean, he does have that mobility. So if you're thinking about keeping the offense, you know, you have a player that doesn't have to. Your offense can be isn't going to be as limited. You're talking about pieces that you could add to the table that makes sense. That could, you know,
yeah, but
still I think offense run smooth.
I think the tires on that on that vehicle are starting to get bald. You know what I mean? So I think all that's pretty much done with him.
Mm-hmm. Or the Eagles could go with a. Frederick Douglass and write the Emancipation Proclamation here with Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor has a relationship with the Chargers. Eichen, who is coming from the Chargers camp, would Tyrod Taylor have lost his starting gig if he didn't get that shot into the lung and they pierced his lung? Would Tyrod Taylor be, you know, get more shine?
I think Tyrod Taylor, honestly, is one of the more overlooked quarterbacks in this league. I think he's had a relatively successful career. He just ended up, you know, losing a lot of his job. I remember back when he was in Buffalo. And losing it to Fitzmagic. But I thought he was a pretty, you know, they were a pretty good quarterback tandem right there. And then, you know, he got some time, ended up puncturing his lung out in San Diego. I think he has showed a lot of promise throughout his career. And I would totally be down to have him as a QB too. I think he fits the system well.
I see him being very competitive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see him being very competitive. He would definitely be one to come in here and compete and, you know what I mean, bring the best out of Jalen. So I like Tyrod Taylor.
So Mark Orberdorf. Oberdorf supports that Tyrod Taylor QB2, he says. Or do we go Fitzmagic?
My guy.
I mean, this guy doesn't get enough respect around. I think he does fear the beard, but I think
my guy.
How many years do you think Fitzmagic?
Make sure to mention that he went to Harvard.
Yeah. how many years do you think he played in the league?
He's probably been in the league
16, 17.
Probably, I'm going to say he's been in the league since like 06, 07.
So how many years is that?
15 would be this 15, year. 15. Yeah.
In prime, what did you say? How many years?
I said 16, 17.
Prime is right. 17 years.
Damn.
17 years.
My guy.
Like, talk about going under, drafted in the seventh round, going under the radar, and you don't even realize he's been in the league 17 years. I think he'd be a wily veteran to – you know, he could. He's a plug
really
and play
as a starter.
Plug and play. Probably knows every single system because he's smart enough.
It's the hair on the chest.
He did go to Harvard.
It's the hair. Did go to Harvard. Chest, I'm telling you. It's the hair on the chest.
He is a he's a guy that has really shocked me throughout his entire career because he's never been the guy who has been like the main. Like he's never been the most stellar quarterback in the league. But he's always just like competed. He's always been a very solid quarterback option. And I think that I agree with you, Gale. He's a smart guy and he could really fit into whatever system he needs to mold himself to.
He is the true definition from going 0 to 100. Like the guy will definitely bring the best out of somebody and be careful because he will take your job.
Keith Gibson. He says Fitzy would be tough. Mark is saying Fitzmagic in Philly.
I would love that.
If we had Fitzmagic in Philly, that would be like it would almost be like the Jeff Garcia era. Again. You know what I mean? Yes. I love the Jeff Garcia era.
Did you?
Yes.
That was a fun little run, dude. What are you talking
all
about?
On the hype train with
yeah, dude. That was a fun little run.
I remember
sitting there watching playoff football. Like, this is fucking bullshit.
I went and got me a shirt the next day when Jeff Garcia was on fire. I'm like, yo, this dude's going to do it.
He was hype off his own juice. I respect it. Gary says I want to see him fight with Kelsey to see who has the best beard. But you know
sleep on him.
You know, he would fit right in the locker room. Like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Or, you know, we gotta think about the ties here. You know, Jacoby Brissett. Yep. I was actually back in the day, I was kind of high on him as a quarterback to groom out of NC State. You know, he's had a up and down career so far, but I feel like if you're talking about part of the playbook, a Chase Daniel effect when we brought him in here, gave him all that, gave him money just to implement, help implement the playbook. Mm-hmm. Then Nick Sirianni has a lot of trust in Jacoby Brissett, and he could be the guy in Jalen Hurts' hip pocket, just saying, you know, this is what it's supposed to look like here. You know, this that could be a guy that they could look at. And you guys, how you guys feeling about Jacoby Brissett? We're talking about cheap though, too.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. And I think his play style fits well. I think the tie with him in Indianapolis, Sirianni, I think that all fits. And I would totally, like, I think Jacoby Brissett is another guy. I would rank Tyrod Taylor above Jacoby Brissett as far as what I think of actual potential. But Jacoby Brissett's another guy that I think would fit well in here, personally.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, he had the perfect opportunity to shine when Andrew Luck ended up leaving, but you know, he did his thing, and then coming from New England, being under Tom Brady for that little bit of time, mm-hmm. he's been mentored pretty good. So I mean, I think he would be a key factor coming in and helping out Jalen as well.
You know what else would help out Jalen? I feel like I keep hammering it home in every show that I kind of do. It's like a power running game. I just saw a post from Big Fish Little Boat from YouTube. He says, what about running style do you prefer out of RB2? Are you more Javonte Williams or Kenneth Gainwell type? I feel we are about to become a run first team. And this is something I've been pushing, and a prospect that we're going to be doing a talk to prospect on is Javonte Williams. If you guys haven't watched any Javonte Williams, I definitely think you guys should watch some Javonte Williams. You're talking about a running back who
UNC,
right? I mean, ground and pound, thunder and lightning. I think he's got nifty feet for his size. I mean, he's always moving forward. And then his counterpart, Michael Carter, out of UNC, I think another dynamic threat. If they drafted two of those guys, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, you had me at thunder and lightning, man. That used to be Reggie Bush and Lendell White. I was big on that backfield. But if we had a 1-2 punch like that, man, that's, I mean, having a power guy, that's exactly what we're looking for.
You're talking about weapons around, you know, a weapon around Hurts doesn't mean just the wide receiver. It's talking about like setting the pace and his ability to run the ball. Let's be honest, like Jalen Hurts is a dynamic threat in the run game. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So, like, mm-hmm. how do we set him up for success? Have a nice power running game. You give him a weapon on the outside. You know, you get some linemen back who want to, like, ground and pound and be physical. Mm-hmm. This is where you build back the Eagles and start running the ball. Make it easier for the kid.
My man Javonte Williams had 23 attempts for 236 yards and 3 touchdowns versus Miami last season, averaging 10.3 yards a carry.
Bro is a missile. He's like a, he's just like a thud missile. Like he's like, he's running people over, running through people. And that's where do we think Miles Sanders can get more than 15 carries? Like, why is the fact that they haven't given him 15 carries? Stupidity. I know it could be stupidity, but it also could be that they don't believe that he can stay healthy.
I don't buy it, man. I think Miles Sanders truly can be that back. I don't think that we've ever really had the opportunity under Doug to see him become that. Yeah. And if Nick Sirianni wants to give him the rock a little bit more, like every time Miles Sanders touches the ball, he like 90% of the time he's breaking off a decent run. So I think that I would just like to see him get the ball more. Let him get more volume and see if he can get into a rhythm.
It's that pen. I'm going to get crucified for this, but it's that Penn State mentality that they worry about.
Moira calling shots over here. She says, I have to be honest with you guys, with you. It makes me nervous how often Hurts runs. I hope that was more of an O-line issue rather than look for the first option than run. Oh, Moira, we have to be honest, too. He put up 1,300 yards rushing his last year with Oklahoma. And it's not to say that that's what his game is, but that's just who he is. Like, mm-hmm. that's part of his – that mobility is who he is. And some of the analysts think that he's, like, in terms of the QBs that are out there right now, that Wilson or Fields, he's more of a dynamic running he's more of a dynamic runner than those quarterbacks. James, he says, running backs, Knox from my herd would be a great late-round pick.
We had actually him did – yeah.
Yeah, we had a talk to prospect with your man right there. So another guy being slept on, maybe picked on day three. Very interesting. I mean, like, yeah, if you guys watched anything from the Saints game, those RPOs, those defensive ends could not hold. They couldn't hold. They couldn't defend on the edge. They were like, dude, it's gone. Mm-hmm. Like he was taking off, and he's decisive with the football. So overall, I think I love what he brings to the table with his mobility.
Totally. Aaron Ortega has an interesting take. He's blaming it all on that nude photo shoot.
Oh, our offensive lineman?
Yeah, the offensive lineman. Oh, they posed in the parking lot in front of the trailer.
Has everything been downhill since the
that's the connection he's pulling there? And honestly, I think we should investigate a little bit.
Okay? Aaron, stop. Let's just cut the BS. You're still feeling some type of way because you didn't get asked
to be in the photo.
All right, let's just stop.
I mean, I think when that photo shoot came out, I was like, okay, is that what we're doing here?
Yeah, that's what we were doing at the moment.
were they having too much fun? In my Lane Johnson voice,
I was about to say they were feeling themselves, but honestly, that's probably the wrong word.
Is that what we're doing here? Is that what we're doing here? I was like, yo, I'm not trying to see Big V's ass, man, bro. I mean, come on now. Were they having too much fun?
I think so.
I don't know. Yeah, man. I feel like this offensive line, I feel like this is like the last, like when the band's like, man, let's get the band back together one more time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go on a road trip one more time. Do one last mushroom. That's one more time. I don't do much. I'm just saying. I'm just acting.
You're just assuming that's what it would be said. Yeah.
No, but it's like build. It's one last ride with have the band back together. Give it one more shot. Kelsey said he didn't want to go out like this, so I'm gonna take his words for it. You know that guy's a man of the people. He's very mm-hmm. honest, very transparent. He felt the vibes. He knew how bad this season was overall. Just like, how could you go out like that?
And he's a glue guy. So, I mean, hopefully these guys are able to rally around Kelsey. And if this really kind of has the feelings of like a Kelsey's like last ride out into the sunset, like go out there and play for him. Like if he's truly one of the leaders in this locker room, I hope these players can get behind him and just play their hearts out. Hope for the best of the season, man. That's all you could do.
That O-line is definitely going to be a key factor. I mean, it's just like we're over here talking about Jalen. We're over here talking about getting a good weapon for him. We're over here talking about what's the running backs going to do. The O-line is where it's really at, man. Jason Kelsey coming back, deciding to go ahead and give us one more year or give us some more time, regardless of however the contract was. But, like, dude, I mean, just stay healthy. Like, I think that's the key thing that needs to be on their mind coming into the season. Do whatever they got to do to stay healthy. Be wise. Make better choices. You know what I mean? They know their bodies better than anybody. So, and at the same time, yeah, I know. I get it. Our medical team wasn't the greatest. But, like, that's just the key factor that's going to be coming into the season.
Aaron says the key factor is going to be a 4th and John calendar. We will not – We will not be having an ass out calendar.
Speak for yourself, Mr. Saunders.
Evan's like, I've been toning up, man. I've been doing squats, my
guy. I'm single, bro. I got to get myself out there somehow.
I see Evan now. I got a pretty ass.
Yo, Evan's getting ready for this pandemic regardless. He's like, you know, I'm going to find my wife. He's like Coming to America. He's like, I'm going to find my wife. Have any of you guys seen Coming to America?
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, part two. I haven't seen it yet.
More is Peach Gang over here. I feel like
I haven't hit my squats.
I feel like I don't want to ruin that vibe for myself. Like, you know, like over this last year, we kind of like talked about this pre-show, just like this is actually like the anniversary of COVID. I mean, yep. I remember when it was me, Evan, Prime, and E and Trox, and we had went to this party. It was like the last time like I actually went out.
We were all
I was on crutches. I had broken my hip not too long before that. I was hobbling around.
Yeah, man, it was the last time we were out publicly.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and then we ended up about like a week or two later. We ended up getting an email saying that someone from that party ended up contracting COVID, and we're all sitting there like, oh, this is fantastic.
I was like, I wish I would have left that one in the spam. I read that email. And this part of the show, man, we really want to just kind of like reflect on this year, man. It's been a crazy ride for everyone.
I can't believe we've come full circle with a year, bro.
Yeah, I can't believe it either.
I remember thinking back in March, I was like, all right, this shit will be cleaned up by May, June at the latest. And then, now I really did. Cause they were saying shit like, you know, once the warmer weather comes out, you know, it's just going to like kill the virus. And, you know, this summer the virus is going to be dead. I was like, all right, I don't have any medical background. It sounds like it makes sense to me. You boil water, like, the germs die. I don't
know. And it just
once you
killed
put the Robitussin,
put some Robitussin on it.
I was hoping that in theory, and then being quarantined for 3 months, bro. Like I was like, wow, this is real, man. I've never in my life not seen anyone for 3 months.
You did the quarantine hard too, bro. Cause like, I remember there was like I was living with my family still at the time. I've since moved out and I'm a little bit more lonely at this point, but I remember having at least my family to hang out with. Gail was a solid like fucking 4 months. You didn't see anybody, dude.
Yeah. And I had my issues with COVID. And at the time I was like, you know, I was just like, man, what is this? Like, and how, like, you know, and it was a scary moment. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I can't breathe.
Your mic, and pal.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Unplug it and plug that bitch back.
Send that bitch back.
Yeah, no, dude, but just.
How about now? Good?
Good. Good to go.
We all have come a long way within this past year.
Yeah. I feel like we've come a long way and moved nowhere at the same time.
I think, Gail, we started off at that end of the basement. Now, a year later, I found my way over here.
Man, we're all trying to like work our way through. Like now the stuff that we're doing now is like normal. Like you put a mask on, you go to the store, you try to stay 6 feet away from someone crop dusting in front of you. Like, bro, like if you know, you can get Rona from farting.
But I mean, hey, listen, this whole situation has been a learning experience for all of us. Mm-hmm. And we're still learning stuff every day about this, about ourselves, about our surroundings, about people who at one point were the closest to us. And then you find out about, you know, who your true friends are, who, you know what I mean, who are your day ones? Are they still your day ones? You know what I mean? But like at the same time, it brought family closer because you speak more to your family, you'll check on them more than what you used to. So it's like, you're, again, it's always something new every day. And I mean, we definitely have come a long way this past year.
Yeah.
Like the one thing that I've learned is just like how important family is, friends are, and to check up on people, because a lot of people, your friends, like, not saying it, but you're like, bro, I'm good, because you don't look good and you don't sound good. But
a lot of people don't want to put that burden on people.
Yeah,
that's why you got to go out of your way and like, listen, man, you don't not acting right. What's up?
And it's not just us; it's the Eagles themselves. I mean, look. Yeah. One minute we're a whole team, and the next minute we get rid of people left and right.
Bro, and that's the part where you're just like, yo, I really didn't think that season was gonna happen last year.
Neither did I. I didn't think it was gonna finish.
I remember you guys were clearly saying, 7-8 games, and then the season's a wrap. Yeah,
that was surprising,
bro.
Surprise!
Like, hey, they gonna have the season. Oh, they are gonna have the season. Oh, then like players going down with COVID, and you're just like, man, like they're really gonna keep going. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know, and here we are a year later. The way the NFL was like, the way my bank account is set up,
exactly. You're gonna keep on going out there.
Shout out to Marks at the game day pods were, hey, as much fun as it was. It was just fun to just get out, and I said get out. It was like we were getting out.
It was a cool change of pace, because we got to like experience, like we were so used to being in the mode of being in those parking lots, like a lot of times before the sun even came up. And, you know, we're just spending all day there. Everybody's hanging out together, drinking together. And so like when the pandemic hit, we were just looking for any way to just get a morsel of that and keep it alive. And I think that honestly, I was really proud of what we did this year with the Eagles game day live. I think that we had a lot of people turn out. A lot of people came by week after week, and it was a really fun time. And it really showed, I think, more than anything, that apparently Australians know more about the Eagles than we do. That was some BS, Willie.
Speaking of Willie, I still got one of his hats over here I got to send, but with $30 shipping. Well, wait till you win another contest. Okay. No, but overall, like it was cool to have like a virtual tailgate. Shout out to the Inquirer that they did a write up on that. Just like people coming in, coming out, just checking in, checking out. But overall, it's like the fact that we're maybe potentially have an off season. Mm-hmm. The fact that if this whole theory of building around a new quarterback and new energy, like, again, like just like us coming out of last year, we have NQE, new quarterback energy, but we also have a new outlook on what things are like in a COVID type sports world, that they could potentially have an off season and get this team back on track. I mean, just having Jalen Hurts, he's doing everything that he needs to do to like get this team together, have the team buy in. I go back to that podcast, which was a cool podcast, the Q&A podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, Jason Avant saying that the team rallied around Hurts last year, and they gravitated towards him.
Yeah. Yeah, the younger guys especially.
And that's truth. And that's stuff that I heard that the players were gravitating towards. And that's stuff that they were pre-draft. They said a lot about Jalen Hurts, that if you put him in your locker room, the team will gravitate towards him. And that's to say that the Eagles are moving on, they moved on from Wentz, that's a lot to say. That's a lot to swallow. And the fact that we're here – We're here.
And in fact,
our jerseys are folded up, and you have no idea what to do with those. And you bought like four of them. What do you do with those?
That's
Prime's getting the Colts jersey, by the way.
You still got the Carson Fathead up on the wall, by the way.
I am looking at it as we speak.
Ooh, how's that make you feel? So is it like looking at an ex girlfriend, just having a photo up of an ex girlfriend around?
I miss you.
Yo, Prime comes down the stairs, and Carson's like, "What's up, asshole?" And Prime's like,
"You don't answer my calls."
Every time I walk by, what's up? That's all I could do.
Shout out to Pete Nathan. He says, man, they should build around Hurts. Go get Kyle Pitts, Chase Waddle, or Caleb Farley.
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta
that's a lot of players there, Pete. Which one do you want, though?
All of them.
You know, this whole Kyle Pitts train thing has been amazing, man. Just to watch, like, I know one of our writers, Luke, was like super high on Kyle Pitts months ago. It's picking up. But hey, I'm still on the embrace the chase, so that's where I'm at.
Prime. Aaron's got a question.
Yeah. I lost quite a bit of money to the old head at work, you know what I mean, with the season. So, because he's a Redskins fan. So, those were two games automatically we ended up giving. And then, I tried to take some side bets, like the San Fran game. Well, no, not the San Fran game. It was one of those games I took a side bet and it ended up biting me in the ass. So, I lost some money towards the old head. Yeah.
So, the old head bit you in the ass?
I didn't say that.
Hey now.
Spicy. Mm-hmm. Spicy tuna.
Okay. So you one nothing Gale.
So how much money did you lose in total?
Probably in total for this season. It was like about $80.
$80. That's not bad.
No, we only bet $20 each game.
That's reasonable.
But the fact that he was talking smack to you, that's enough. It's enough.
Yeah.
So I understand that you're getting a lot of, you're pushing a lot of these hats online.
I'm giving the breakdown of all the hats that I own. But you know,
a lot of flexing going on.
Yeah, it's I'm looking at my box right now. It's all filled up with hats, but I just keep on adding to the collection. So by that, I stopped at the Eagles Pro Shop today and grabbed me another one. I got me the new call out. New era.
Look at him smirking over there.
Yeah. Well, I told Evan about this back last week. I was like, look, man, I got my eye on this. Thought about it all weekend and then pulled the trigger.
Guys, flex.
Look. See, this is my competition right here. This is my competition. I bring the best out of him just like he brings the best out of me.
That shit's silky, man.
Yep. You see what he does.
I brought the hat out.
He wants to bring out the jacket.
Dog, you should have seen the setup he had before you jumped on. He had the whole shoe painting box up and Adam, dude, that thing was insane.
That's cool. Game on.
Game on. Hey, but you know, by the way, I shout out to Mark. He sent a box, so it's a giveaway here. If I get the box here, you guys talk amongst yourselves.
What's in the box?
I'll open the box. Mark?
What's in the box?
Mark is in the chat right now. What is in the box, Mark?
Is it a head?
Or should I open it?
Is it a finger?
And my brother's like, yo, you got a box here. You just told me. It's sitting there for like 2 weeks. I'll be right back. You talk amongst yourself?
All right. So
he's going to go get the box.
Potentially, there's a body part in there. Potentially, it's something very nice sent from a fan. You know, either one could be a possibility. But I think I got to, you know, I'm sitting here. Gail's at, you know, his dad's place right now. So he doesn't exactly have the man cave going on. But I know he's got a good setup at his other place. You've got the nice setup. I'm looking around, bro. I got to step my game up. I'm embarrassing the brand right now.
Man. You got to start off small, bro. Like, you just anywhere you go and you see a little typical Eagles item, that's where you start off. You grab it, you start building off of that. Because the minute you place that somewhere, you're going to be like, oh, I need something.
You know what
would
look nice next to that? Yeah,
exactly. I need something over here. So, I mean, like, this is all years of collecting stuff. And at the same time, I mean, again, shout out to my brother because a lot of this stuff comes from him, mm-hmm. and then a lot of his stuff comes from me. So it's like we know how to go ahead, you know, and even things out with each other and stuff like that. So, but that's the best advice I could give you. The minute you see something,
go grab it.
Start off there, and then just be wise. Well, not be wise. Just be alert that you're gonna get so into it. And you're going to end up grabbing the same stuff.
Slippery slope. Yeah. So I think Jason asked a pretty interesting question here. He says, who's everyone going to be rocking this year? I'm kind of taking that question as, like, we talked about having multiple Wentz jerseys, right? Like, What is the safest option to buy right now? As a
Randall Cunningham?
No. A current Eagles player. A current player on the roster. What's the safest way to go, do you think, right now?
I think, honestly, I would probably go Booby Miles.
Okay.
I think he's the number one. He's the number one jersey. So
just like I'm convinced to go ahead and replace this Wentz with a Booby Miles fathead.
Big fish, little boat. Yes. Everybody should be wearing the Jamar Chase hands up in Philadelphia.
I'm gonna feel real stupid if I open this box and it's not even. Oh, it is the box. Shout out to Mark here. Mark is in the chat here. Mark is in the chat.
He said one of these
is for an Eagle fan. We're gonna give away
very nice 2021
calendar.
That's hot.
To one of you Eagle fans.
Very nice. Chat.
So maybe
full disclosure, that's not the photo shoot one that is planned for 4th and John.
Stay tuned.
Calendar, nonetheless.
Stay tuned.
Here we go.
It's got Eagles trivia on it.
So how do we pick who wins this? Can we do a quick trivia right now?
Well, listen, anybody but Willie.
We could. Let me see. I actually might have those trivia questions.
Keep it local. Keep it here in the States.
So, all right.
Should we throw a trivia question to the chat?
Why not? We'll do five quick answers. And we know some of y'all MFers
on
Google anyway.
Yeah,
but who's Google. The quickest to Google? who's the Google king over here? So you got five questions?
Yeah, I'm looking for ones that are the ones that I did last year were kind of relevant to the season. Okay. This is a good one to start out with because I don't think you guys are going to be able to Google this so easily.
You know, this calendar actually has trivia in it.
The hell are you asking me for then?
shout out to Mark. Oh, I appreciate the gift here.
No. Shout out to Evan for putting in the effort to get us some trivia questions.
Thank you. All
right.
All right. So are we going with my trivia questions or the calendar's trivia question?
You start with that first one. That'll be the first question. So if you want to win the calendar here, you got to answer these five questions.
Well, First person to answer correctly gets the point. All right. First question. What former president of the United States considered buying the Philadelphia Eagles at one point?
Ooh.
I assume prior to his political career.
Woo.
Tuffy. Comment section. Everybody's Googling right now. It's the issue.
Puga's saying do some trivia work. That's what we're doing, guy.
Yeah, it is what we're doing. Biden is not the answer. It's a little bit before Biden.
Heath, come on, man. You're gonna have to come correct.
Reagan, also not Reagan, not Clinton either. I don't think he was the 42nd president, right? Obama. Wasn't Obama. This is TVs were black and white. I'll give out that hint.
These guys, man, they're taking forever. We could be here. We Bush? Might... Angel said Bush. Bush?
Bush. I don't think
Aaron says Abraham Lincoln.
The Eagles are not established. We're getting smoking hot close with Jimmy Carter. We're getting close. Ford, also pretty close, but not as close as Jimmy.
I don't know nobody before Jimmy. That was way before my time.
I would say I'm somewhat of a historian.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to social studies.
Wrong FDA. Initials.
FDA.
It's an initial name.
It's close.
It's close.
And y'all have Google.
Who's going to get it? Yeah, you guys do have Google at your disposal. Taft. Wasn't Taft. Hey, we got the correct answer to Shea Shavers. It was J-F-K.
Yes, the Shea is on the board, folks. The Shea is on the board.
Okay.
And the question this answer was...
He looked shocked.
The question to this answer was...
He looked shocked.
Sorry. What former U.S. president considered buying the Philadelphia Eagles at one point?
So that's Kenny.
JFK. Yes. That is 1 point for DeShay. I will mark that down. So we're just going to do five questions, and whoever scores the most out of those five questions, right?
Yep.
DeShay. You got
question one. Question number two here. What visiting division foe did the Eagles beat 25-22 in week 12 for the first of five wins over the last 6 weeks of the 2018 regular season?
Man, that was wordy. You're going to have to reread that.
Should I read that one off again?
Yeah, please.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get another question. I'm going to get another question.
Okay.
Who rushed for more?
Damn, now you got people deleting.
No. Who rushed for more yards than anyone else in Eagles history?
I think I know that one. Is that in a single season or their career, Gail?
It just says. Yeah, I think in a career.
In a career. All right. Most rushing yards by a running back in Eagles history?
Yep.
Would that be Mr. Shane McCoy?
Mora on the board. Mora is on the board.
All right. It's 1 point for Mora and 1 point for DeShay. Very nice.
Look, everyone's all late. JFK.
Yo, we got primeception going on right there.
What do you got?
That's the fan cutout. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Awesome.
This man was at every Eagles game this past season.
How could you forget about Shady?
You got a question?
You want me to spit off another? I could do another.
I got more. I got they're sitting right here.
I got a pretty good question.
Go ahead. You can do the next one.
All right. I like this question from last year. It's the quickest to add up all the jersey numbers of everyone who touched the ball during the Philly special play.
Ooh.
The sum of all the jersey numbers. Get your calculators out, folks. Everybody that touched the ball.
And that was a special play. I mean,
you got to think about it.
But wait a minute. Does that also include how many times they touched the ball?
No. No, okay. Person touched the ball during the play, they count.
Okay.
But only one time.
Okay.
It's not how many people touched the ball. It's the sum of their jersey numbers.
So yeah. Nick Foles' number
plus.
Mora?
Mora again. Yeah. 189.
Mora. Hey.
62. Plus 9, plus 30, plus 88, which was Trey Burton, is 189. 2 points for Mora.
She is on the board, and she is like, she's doing her thing, man.
Doing her thing.
Calendar, man.
All right, Mr.
Okay, you ready for mine?
Go ahead.
With 116 catches in 2018, tight end Zach Ertz became the first player in Eagles history to top the century mark in that category. What player held the previous club mark of 90 receptions in a season? I'll read that question again for you slow MFers. With 116 catches in 2018, tight end Zach Ertz became the first player in Eagles history to top the century mark in that category. What player held the previous club mark of 90 receptions in a season? No, that's wrong. Todd says D-Jax. Shay says T.O. Jason says Carmichael. Jimmy says Carmichael. Wrong.
Charlie Young. Says
Charlie Young. Who's that?
You don't know Charlie Young?
Hey, Pete, we're going Eagle players. Eagle players. This is the Eagles trivia, my guy.
Eagles trivia. All bad broadcasters. We're talking about Eagles players.
Irving Fryer. Nope. 90 catches. Who had 90 catches?
I think I know.
Irving Fryer? Somebody, if somebody puts James Trash in there, I'm done.
Oh, shit. Angel is on the board with the first answer of the night.
It was Brian Westbrook?
Brian Westbrook. Brian Westbrook had 90 catches.
I was going to say like
Mike 2000 Quinn. And what?
In 7. 2007.
Oh, I was going to say 6.
All right. So that was question number 4. So
you got Angel on the board with one.
Angel's on the board. Mora's got the lead right now. So we're going to need DeShay or Angel to try and throw this into overtime here.
We're 3 away from the winner here now.
No. I thought we were doing 5 questions.
Yeah, 5 questions.
And okay. Move points after 5.
Okay. Yeah, I thought we were going to be here till like 9.
Well, you're the one that just got. Nine. You're the one that was just about to add another 3 questions.
I was going to say. Like, hey. All right.
So it's really down to DeShay, Mora, and Angel right now. So Mora, you can get a win here. No, you can go right ahead.
I actually don't have one today.
All right. All right, I got one.
Oh, I got one.
Okay.
Okay.
This is for the Eagles historians here. The Eagles' infamous Fog Bowl was played against which opponent?
Oh, that's so easy.
So easy.
They're like, man, you an old head, bro.
The Fog Bowl was played
back,
against which
if you,
opponent?
If you go back and watch how dangerous, like that Fog Bowl, dude, that was so dangerous to play in. Am I getting it yet?
Yep, Jason got it.
Jason did.
I was going to put it up there, and then I was like, yeah.
Mm. All right, so as it reads right now, we got DeShay with 1 point, Mora with 2, Angel with 1, Jason with 1. It's 5 questions.
So our winner is?
Mora. Congratulations. Eagles calendar. Mora,
send us your address. And I will send this out to you. And big shout out to Mark Bird.
Yes. Thank you for that,
he's
Mark.
He's a man of the people. And that's what sharing
is. Mark is the man. Mark is the man.
Thank you very much, sir.
Fog Bowl was heartbreaking. Oh, she said it up. Let's effing go. just DM us your address wherever you want to send it to, and we'll send it. Shout out to Joan. She says, Moira, go Birds.
Yeah, she's got her own fan section.
Yes.
Yeah, hey.
Very nice.
That was fun. We actually did a Eagles trivia during the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Not during the offseason, during the season.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We were saying that earlier, that Willie swept up.
Yeah
times, Willie man. Probably had like about 6 of those calendar books.
Yeah. Willie's probably sleeping right like now, so he wasn't able to
Oh, that was Mom giving a shout out.
Very nice, very nice.
Shout out to Mama McCabe. McCabe should look at the last names.
Mama McCabe.
Jason says all the way from Iowa. Congratulations, Marla. Yeah, man, it's the questions that we're gonna have to face this offseason are: is Jalen Hurts QB1?
Mm-hmm.
Who do the Eagles draft at number 6?
Yep.
Will Evan get a girlfriend in this pandemic state?
Nope.
will Prime and Gale stop buying Eagles gear?
Nope.
Nope.
So there's a lot of questions out there. But overall, any last words before we get out of here?
No, this has been a really fun show, honestly. I mean, it's been nice to touch base, nice to get interactive with the fans again. I feel like this was the closest thing we had to those Eagles kickoff lives since the end of the season. So I'm just really excited for next season. I'm hoping that we can all get vaccinated and end up out in the lots, get back to some normalcy. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, just keep checking on your loved ones. Keep, you know, keep the mask on until they officially tell us not to. Don't go being like Texas. Hey, Puga, shout out to Puga. you know, just I'm always looking forward to these nights as well, man. I mean, this is the type of stuff that keeps me motivated for the season, and then looking forward to the draft, regardless of whatever we go ahead and decide to do. You know what I mean? I'm ready. I'm ready to get rolling, man. I'm ready for the season to just hurry up and get here.
Yeah, I think I'm right with your prime. I think I'm ready to move forward. We're gonna move forward with you know, our QB1 in theory. Hopefully, we get a dog in the draft, top six. We still got time, man. Make sure you guys check out the Talk to Prospects. Our next video we'll be releasing is on Jabril Cox, linebacker from LSU and NDSU. We'll talk about that mobile linebacker potentially roaming, you know, weak side linebacker, you know, he'll chase anyone down, great in coverage. So I feel like take a look at those videos. Tell us if there's any prospects you want us to try and get interviews with or break down. We'll do you guys. But other than that, okay, Jamie Newman in the third round. Okay, I'm going to take note of that. I'll leave you with QB1, Jalen Hurts, giving you some words of wisdom. And we're out of here. Until then, we'll see you guys soon. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Day 15,000 of the quarantine, I don't know. And I pray that y'all are staying at home, practicing social distancing. You got to find a way, baby. Positivity. Y'all go get it.